Hello everyone. As many of you know, tonight of course is the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, and is the new year, the Jewish new year. And I just want to share a few words before we enter into this very special, auspicious time as we begin our new year, maybe to give some clarity as to what the perspective we're supposed to have is on Rosh Hashanah, and maybe to give more light onto some idea or message we can take starting our new year for the rest of the year. I think many people, they have this idea in their head that when they fail at something and they do something wrong, they give up. They failed, they made a mistake, they decide they give up. And I'll give a few examples. Someone wants to take upon themselves to start keeping Shabbat. So what do? They say, this week I want to keep Shabbat. And they try, and they're working at it, and they're about to touch the light, and they say, no, it's Shabbat, I can't do it. They're about to pick up their phone, and they say, I don't do it. And they're working, and working, and working, and by accident, they went and touched the light. They say, ah, you see, I already broke it. I might as well not keep it the rest of the day. A second example. You'll have somebody who's fasting. One of the fasts, it may not be one of the most important fasts, but it's one of the Jewish fasts that we have today. And by accident, a person didn't realize, and he ate. Someone comes and tells him, hey, you know, today's a fast day, you're not supposed to be eating. So what does he say? I already started eating. Now that I ate, I'm not fasting anymore. Why should I continue? And so on and so forth, as many examples as you can possibly think of. That when a person fails, he does something wrong, he tells himself, I already made a mistake. There's no reason for me to try to continue. It's over. I lost. And I think this is the epitome of failure. I think this is the biggest mistake a Jew or a person can make in their lifetime. Because in Judaism, that's not how it works. Sheva yipol tzadik vekam. It says 7 times a righteous person will fall, but what makes him so righteous is that he gets back up. He doesn't stop. He continuously falls, but he gets back up. We're all human. We all make mistakes. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, even the greatest of the great, he made mistakes. Every single one of us, we are created in a way that we make mistakes. Why? Because we are people. We are human. We're not God. Only God does not make mistakes. Human beings make mistakes, and it's okay to make a mistake. But the most important thing is to learn from your mistakes. I think Rosh Hashanah is such a special time because it gives us that feeling of renewal. It gives us that feeling that now is a new time. Now is a period that you can refresh and restart all of your wrongdoings. Whatever you've done wrong this past year, now is the time to fix it. Now is the time to say, Hashem, this year is going to be different. This year, I'm going to be a different person. I'm not going to be that same person as last year. I was mean to this person last year. I'm going to change. And you know, sometimes when you try to change and then someone looks at you and they say, what happened to you? This was not who you were. Now you have a reason. You have an excuse to give them. You can say, yeah, this Rosh Hashanah, I took upon myself to be a better person. I took upon myself to try to keep Shabbat a little bit more, to try to keep kosher a little bit more, to try to keep this mitzvah a little bit more. And I think that's the beauty behind Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the new Jewish year trying to teach you that now is the time. Everything you've done before, it's the time to do teshuvah, to repent, to let it go and start to make a change in your life. Don't look back and say, oh, I've already done this and I've already done that, because we all make mistakes. We all sin at times. But what makes a person righteous is Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekam. It's that he falls so many times. But what makes him righteous is that eventually, at the end, he gets back up. Don't stay down. Don't have Yeush. Don't have despair. Continuously tell yourself that we're human beings. We make mistakes. But what makes a human being great is to learn from his mistakes and to grow from them. May we all take this beautiful message. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a time of renewal. It's a time that a person can make himself into a new person and change for the better so that he receives only bracha v'atzacha v'chol ma'aseh yedenu. Shana tova u'mevorechet. Gemar chatima tova.